Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. May marks Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. We've been celebrating all this week, and today we wanted to bring you some joy through food. This time last week, writer and musician Michelle Zauner, known by her stage name Japanese Breakfast, joined us to discuss her memoir, Crying in H Mart. Michelle mentioned how, after losing her mother, she watched YouTube videos of viral superstar cook named Manchi, and Michelle explained how Manchi's videos became a kind of guiding light for her after losing her mother. They helped Michelle connect to her Korean heritage through food. In her memoir, Michelle writes about making Manchi's pine nut porridge. She wrote, "This plain porridge was the first dish to make me feel full. Manchi supplied the secrets to its composition step by step, like a digital guardian I could always turn to, delivering the knowledge that had been withheld from me. That was my birthright." We experienced Manchi's magic in person when she joined us in the before times to discuss her then new cookbook, Manchi's Big Book of Korean Cooking, from everyday meals to celebration cuisine. For those who don't know, Manchi currently has more than 5 million subscribers to her YouTube channel, almost 2 million more than when she joined us in 2019. She has become a true YouTube superstar of the food world. When we spoke, I started by asking her what prompted her to launch a YouTube channel in the first place.
2007, I kind of studied as my hobby. So I always want to interact with more people. And before that, I used to play game, and then I was working for nonprofit organization when I started my sharing my YouTube videos. And that's it. Ever since I started, just to keep doing what I was doing so far, 12 years passed.
Were you someone who always loved cooking, even as a little child, or was it something that you started to love as an adult?
I think that just I was very interested in food. And because, I was surrounded by my mom, grandma, aunt, two grandmothers. But I always judge it, so I only remember this, who makes the best of bulgogi? Who makes a kind of a nice, beautiful pancake, Korean style kind of, vegetable pancake and meat pancake? So just the kind of, when I, was, the old enough to cook, and then I wanted to make my own cooking dishes. Of course, I was influenced by my mom's side grandma. She was, whatever she made is so delicious. And I used to say, "Grandma, you just always, sesame oil is following you." So like sesame oil, probably you are kind of, puzzled now, because we have a stereotype about, in Korean cuisine, sesame oil makes everything is flavorful, tasty, and sesame oil is very precious and expensive. So that's why I was I used to say to my grandmother, "Grandmother, always, sesame oil is following you, so whatever you made, delicious." Of course, grandmother was so happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you worked for a nonprofit. What were you doing before you were able to make cooking your full-time job?
I was, whatever I did in my life in the past, I was interested in making delicious food for myself and for my family. And I was working just a nonprofit, for them, a nonprofit organization. So I was kind of helping some Korean immigrants who are in Canada. It happened in Canada. And then, some new, kind of new settlement, they were kind of not easy for them to, to adjust to new culture. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of helping kind of between them. And sometimes I help them, they kind of get some help from Canadian government, or kind of interpreting by translating. So his name is a counselor, family counselor. Yeah, used to help them.
My guest is Manchi. The name of her new book is Manchi's Big Book of Korean Cooking. Now, Manchi is not your original name.
Yeah.
Where does Manchi come from?
Manchi is from my game. Actually, one of the character name, and it came, I used to play the game named The City of Heroes. So the game, I kind of, there is a level from 1 to 50. 50 is the highest level. I had 3, 4, you know, the highest level. And then eventually I got tired of this. The more, please, 51 or 52. But they didn't provide the game. Instead of the, they went to bankruptcy. Anyway, so when I play the game, I usually, like, I attacked villains, you know. So that kind of a game, character name I had to pick. Very tough and kind of strong character. So Mangchi is in Korean, it's like hammer.
Hammer?
So, yeah, hammer. Mm-hmm. Another name is a double sword, you know, it's in Sankal. You know, another name is like a Dumo, you know, boss, gangster boss.
Wow.
So everybody, my teammates, they call me Dumo, Dumo, and by myself, ha ha, laughing.
So you're fierce is what I'm getting from this.
Yeah.
So you started uploading your videos in 2007. Here we are 12 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the reaction to your videos, what did you learn that non-Korean Americans thought about Korean food when you first started?
They just only knew a couple of, some, you know, of course, some people who are interested in Korean cooking and they leave a comment on my video. They just know about that, you know, kimchi or some bulgogi kind of, you know, food. But a lot of people don't know much about Korean food. They don't know, you know, even mm-hmm. kimchi, what the kimchi is, what it tastes like. Please explain to me what it tastes like, you know. Not easy for me to explain because I was, you know, I was eating this kimchi forever in mm-hmm. my entire life. And then, you know, that's kind of, but these days I'm surrounded by so many people who are not Koreans. They love Korean cooking. They make that, you know, all the time. So like a kimchi, you know, large container filled with kimchi. So they are so excited about making kimchi stew, kimchi pancake, kimchi stir-fried rice, kimchi steamed kimchi. It's because with kimchi, you can make all kinds of, you know, dishes. Yeah.
What changed that you think so many people are now very excited about Korean cooking as compared to a decade ago when it seemed very unusual to some people?
I think that, you know, already people are just waiting for my recipes, you know, because that's really one thing I really appreciate my readers and viewers.
Mm-hmm.
They are waiting for my, you know, recipe because they know that they are going to share new recipes with their friends and family. So I'm surrounded by the old, you know, Korean food fanatics. So, but not all the people know about Korean food. I'm sure that recently I went to Mexico and I met a bunch of people, and those guys are from Houston, Texas, and they don't know anything about kimchi even, you know, so a lot of people still don't know, but I'm surrounded by all the people that are always, oh, I know, you know kimchi or Korean cooking.
Yeah. Still work to be done to spread the word. So when you decided to write this book, who did you have in mind would be the person who would buy this book? Who is this book for?
This book for the, you know, 2015, my first cookbook came, and then Mangchi's Real Korean Cooking. And then I made that all kind of a show, the Korean paste and fermented paste and sauces all there, mm-hmm. you know. And then this book is that, like I was thinking about that, people who bought already my book, they will see this, oh, this is redundant. Oh, she makes exactly copy and paste. No, I like to kind of a little bit tweaking, you know, and mm-hmm. switching. For example, like, you know, some japchae, Korean stir-fried noodles with vegetables and meat. And in my first cookbook, I said, you gotta, you know, always Korean cuisine, you need to take care of each ingredient separately so that all color is not going to be ruined. All beautiful red color from carrots, spinach, and it's going to be really beautiful, vivid color. But this time, I just was kind of inventing kind of my own method and maybe one pot meal. But how can I not ruin this kind of a color? So I just did a few experiments
mm-hmm.
and some vegetables and also the mushroom, and then I just added some oil, coated some oil, cooking oil, and then I put it on the bottom, and then make the layers.
Oh, make the layers.
Yeah, and then just in 10 minutes over medium high heat, boom, cooking done. So now a lot of my readers and viewers who already made this japchae from my first cookbook, they so happy. Mangchi, oh my God, I cannot believe it finished in 10 minutes. So when I made this cookbook, I was thinking, you know, about them, people who already bought my book. So they have, you know, add another book, because also I added new chapters like Doshira, Korean lunchbox. That is that I used to make for my own children, my family, you know, decades. So kind of this Doshirak chapter, even I can make a whole one book even. But so many stories there. But this belong to only one chapter. And also, you know, temple cuisine. So a lot of people are interested in, you know, Korean temple cuisine, vegan food. So I went to Korea, I visited temple, and I was lucky to meet some nun named Wonhae, and then we cooked together. I learned a lot from her, even though there was a short time. So I tasted also temple cuisine kind of by visiting temple cuisine restaurant, and then just I made kind of one chapter. So a lot of people who are interested in learning Korean cooking, and they can learn, they should be able to learn. It's, and also beginner, totally new. Okay, which book should I buy? Buy second book. Because the ingredient section at the beginning is just we really focus on this.
What are some of the basic ingredients that you should have in your kitchen if you want to try Korean cooking before you even start?
Yeah, not many actually. You know, so 5 or 6 Korean hot pepper flakes.
Gochugaru,
kind of not very spicy, not kind of chili flakes, chili powder kind of thing. So Korean hot pepper flakes are a little mild and a little bit sweet. It has very flavorful. So that's why I can, even though I make, I add a lot of, you know, hot pepper flakes, the kimchi looks really beautiful red, but not that spicy, not hurt, you know. Mm-hmm. So the hot pepper flakes, Korean, you know, fermented bean paste, doenjang, and soy sauce, and also sesame oil. Mm-hmm. And then I think, you know, also gochujang, hot pepper paste. Basically this one, this time I went to Mexico, I just took this because not easy to find in the local area this kind of ingredients. You need to go to Korean grocery store, and once I get there, I can find their, you know, ingredients, all fresh vegetables in the market, you know, and also, you know, the garlic, onion is everywhere, you know, so I can make the Korean dishes, you know.
Yeah. My guess is Mangchi. The name of her book is Mangchi's Big Book of Korean Cooking. So you mentioned there's a lot of vegetarian recipes in this book as well. And I love bibimbap. Mm-hmm. I'm scared to make it.
Oh.
So for folks who don't know what it is, tell me what bibimbap is, and then what is an easy way to make it, a beginner's version?
Yeah. Easiest bibimbap is chopped kimchi and rice, warm rice mixed with just a little bit sesame oil, hot pepper paste, mixing. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's a kimchi bibimbap. You know, I sometimes make it when I'm busy doing my editing my video, and then I'm, you know, I don't have any food at home, you know, so okay, chopped kimchi. And then rice is always in my, you know, rice cooker, you know, warm rice. And then mixing together with a little bit hot pepper paste and sesame oil, that's it.
So if I walk into your kitchen right now, Mangchi, there's going to be rice in the hot cooker all the time. You always have rice.
Yeah, yeah. Or sometimes I take it out and put it in the individual container and keep in the refrigerator. It goes later, almost like 1 week, no problem.
So you can do a lot of these recipes ahead of time.
Yeah. Especially rice. Yeah. You don't have to cook all the time. You make just once a week and make this in the, keep the container, rice container in the refrigerator and reheat. Reheat using microwave oven 1 minute per one bowl, and then just steamy rice is coming out. And side dishes, like we call this mit banchan. Mm-hmm. Mit banchan is you can make it in advance. And then you can eat this for 1 week up to, you know, like 1 month, you know, depending on the which side dish it is. So it's Korean, if you know Korean cooking, you never be hungry. You never starve.
Yeah. What about rice cake soup with bone broth? Yeah. When you say rice cakes, what do you mean?
Mm. Rice cake is basically rice, you know, steamed rice in a pound. And then you can make that's rice cake. And rice cake soup is we eat this on New Year's Day. New Year's Day, and then whenever we have a New Year's Day without rice cake soup, you can't, you know, say that, oh, we just, I spent a nice New Year's Day. So New Year's Day in the old days, by lunar calendar, it falls on usually February. So kind of, you know, that rice cake soup is all with abundant other dishes, and then we have to eat rice cake soup.
Can I buy rice cakes pre-made, or do I have to make them?
Oh, buy pre-made. If you find, you know, at the local Korean grocery store, just cheap, just one package already, oval shape, sliced one you can buy. And actually, you can make it so easily. You don't have to make a bone broth. I said bone broth, but actually, I gave the direction, you know, when you read it. Recipe, I said that, oh, you know, if you cannot find, just you can make any delicious stock, use stock, you know, even chicken stock, beef stock, use this, and then when it's boiled, and you add some salt or soy sauce, and just add this when it's boiling, and then add this rice cake, and then maybe in 3 minutes, it's just, you know, cooked, you can eat it.
How about braised beef short ribs? What do you use to braise the beef?
Braised beef short ribs is that just a special food, just like you catch it already, right? You caught this. Very colorful and beautiful, but this one is also, you can make so easily, or skip the colorful things, or I just, in this cookbook, I made really traditional way. Mm-hmm. I just followed the really authentic way. So all kinds of ingredients are there, even chestnuts there, you know, ginkgo nuts are there, and all
pine,
you know,
nuts,
and
yes.
Also your, you know, radish bowl. You need to make it in radish bowl, and also the bowls, the carrot bowls, and because it's cooked together. So really, really pretty when you make it. Its outcome is very, very pretty and very tender, and it's the meat is almost fall off and just melting in your mouth. These days, I all the time making. Whenever I have a guest, a special guest, I make it. They love it. They love it. But you can skip this, all this kind of, you know, colorful things. If you are busy, just cook, you know.
My guest is Manchi. The name of her book is Manchi's Big Book of Korean Cooking. You walked in here with a bag.
Yeah.
And it's been sitting on the desk here.
Yeah.
What's in the bag, Manchi?
This one is actually, it doesn't belong to my cookbook recipe. This is, you know, seaweed chips.
Like seaweed chips?
You know the seaweed paper?
Yes.
Seaweed paper you make, you know, rice rolls things. And this is my annual, kind of usually at the end of the year, I make this, and also beef jerky. Korean style beef jerky. I have dehydrator, and dehydrator just so everything dry, and then this one cookie. This morning I fried this, and then I was thinking about you. Maybe Allison doesn't know about this much. She only knows kimchi or bulgogi
and
or bibimbap. So maybe that's why. Oh, maybe I should, you know, bring this so you can taste this.
This is so exciting. Yeah, yeah. Does this have a special name, or is it just
Kimbuga? You can type that, you know, on my website, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. This is so exciting. Yeah. Okay, can I try it right now?
Of course.
Okay,
as for you.
Ready?
Really tasty.
Oh, this is really tasty.
Yeah, you can't find this kind of product anywhere. I mean, there is, you know, seaweed chips everywhere. They sell this. Uh-huh. But this one is homemade. Just this is... made with love.
Fantastic. I can taste the love.
Yeah.
100%. This was so kind of you to think of us and bring this in.
Oh, of course.
I'm not sharing these. No, I will share these with you. That was my very live, very in-studio conversation from December 2019 with Food World and YouTube star Manchi about her cookbook, Manchi's Big Book of Korean Cooking, From Everyday Meals to Celebration and Cuisine.